This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC or 1-800-966-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And good morning. Yes, this is Computer Talk with Tab. I am Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And that's Dennis Halnan, one of the employee owners at Tab. He comes in and helps me out with your computer comments, questions, and concerns. We have one line open for you guys. So it has been a busy morning, which is great. Gives us something to do here. 860-522-9842 is the number if you want to join us. And on the line, we had Tom in Newington, who was talking about his Windows 10 taking too long to boot. Right, Tom?
Right. Yes, it takes a while, yeah.
All right. So we did a little bit of research, and some things that we found on there were pretty funny. One of them, believe it or not, is that one of the most infamous things that causes Win 10 to have a slow boot is its fast startup option. It's got a feature, literally, that you check off for a fast startup, which is not giving you a fast startup. And that would be the first thing we'd have you change to see if that's been enabled or not.
Where do I find that?
Well, it's a good thing you asked. Well, where is that? It's obviously.
Well, you're going to go, let's see here. You go into
settings.
Let's see. You're going to open up the settings app.
Yeah. Right.
Actually go to power options.
Yeah.
And let's see.
You want to untick when you get in that change settings that are currently
unavailable. And then one of them should be turn on fast startup.
And you're going to untick that.
You're going to uncheck it.
Okay. Would that do it? How did that go by itself? Did it do this by itself? Or?
Yes. Microsoft, it's called a feature.
Oh, yeah.
And that is a default thing. It's supposed to make help your PC turn on faster after shutdown. And it doesn't sometimes.
No, it. I think what it's supposed to do is leave some things that were in memory in a special pocket,
right,
so to speak, on the drive, and then it vacuums it up when it boots so that it gets back to where you were quicker.
Right.
But the process of getting that data from the drive and into memory seems to be flawed on some computers.
And,
it doesn't work.
Ironically, a shutdown isn't a shutdown anymore. A restart is much more effective at cleaning your system up than a shutdown, because if this is ticked, like most people have it, it literally doesn't fully shut down like you think it does. It puts it in this, like Dennis said, that little, some sort of pocket for a quicker boot. So it's an oxymoron that the shutdown isn't a shutdown as we used to know it. Restart is much more effective. So
I'll have to try that when I turn it on again.
Yeah, and there's about 8 other things that we can list, too, and we're not kidding. I wish we were.
Yeah, there's a lot that could be involved here and that we could get to, but that would be the quickest, easiest thing to do. And I would think it's probably the most likely culprit.
Yeah.
The updates wouldn't have anything to do with it, would it? No.
Of course.
Absolutely, it could.
Anytime you have an update from Microsoft, it's a new day.
I try to keep up with it, but I don't know. I check to see if they are up to date. I don't know. I guess they are.
Right. You probably are.
I'll try that feature there, and hopefully it'll work. I appreciate your help.
You're welcome, Tom.
Thanks very much.
You're welcome. You too. Bye-bye. It is maddening, right? You're sitting there. You want to get something done on your computer, and it's just taking forever to boot up. I mean, thankfully, our TV doesn't take a week to mute it, as the song goes. Let's go to Andrew. I'm sorry. Yeah, Andrew in Springfield next. What's happening, Andrew?
Hi. Good morning. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
Awesome. All right. Just kind of a quick question and a comment as well. One of the other callers had said something about, you know, how your internet company, your cable company, you know, gives you speeds up to whatever your package is, whether it's 100, 200.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I read somewhere, I'm not sure, and you guys can verify this, that once you put it in your modem and router and it goes wireless, that basically cuts, you know, to Wi-Fi, it basically cuts your speed down in half, and that their advertised speeds are only for the Ethernet cable. Is that true?
So you're right. Their advertised speeds will only be for the Ethernet, that cable connection. So if he was wireless, he may not be getting his performance because his wireless radio is old technology and it can't. You're exactly right.
But from wireless N on, and wireless N came out, what, in 2009, 2010?
Right. Wireless N is the designation. Yeah, N is a Nancy.
Yeah, wireless N is capable of up to 300 megabits.
I think so.
So that should be in excess of
the 200
that he's supposed to be getting.
But if he's not current, you're exactly right, Andrew.
Or if the device is just not optimally connected to the Wi-Fi, it can reduce its speed too.
You're right.
And then the other thing is, if you've got a ton of Wi-Fi devices that are all talking to the same access point, that can easily flood it, and then you just don't have the speed you have to each of those devices.
Right. You're oversubscribed, as we call it.
Yep.
Lots of variables. You're exactly right.
Huh. Okay. So, real quick, my router is a combo modem router.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's a Netgear. It was probably, you know, $100 or whatever a few years ago. I mean, is it worth it to buy? I see some of these wireless routers that are $200-$300 and they guarantee speeds up to this, but I mean, as far as speeds go, I mean, it's per your cable company as well. I mean, yeah, you should have a quality, you know, router and modem, but I mean, is it worth it to, and I know you guys can't endorse, you know, any name brand or anything, but is it worth it to spend, you know, like $200-$300 on a router?
Do you have kids?
I don't. No.
Okay. So if you did, you wouldn't even be asking this question.
Okay.
All right. So basically it comes down to your needs, right? So I say that because my kids, they're now all college. And when they come back from college, they're a pain in the butts. I got one that's run a data cable from all the way down the hallway because he doesn't want to run wirelessly to get his internet speed because it has too much latency for his games. So the answer to your question generally is yes. You want to have a current router for all sorts of reasons, not just for performance, but also for security. There's so many devices out there by so many manufacturers that stop getting updates, and the manufacturer has said it's end of life. Now, you're like, okay, what does that mean? My refrigerator doesn't have an end of life, right? You're going to run it forever.
Right.
But your router does, because they're going to stop putting security patches and updates. And then when there's vulnerabilities in this technology that's not patched, you're vulnerable. So for those reasons, and of course for better performance, you should maybe every 4 to 5 years consider replacing that router. In a business world, no more than 6, and that thing should be replaced.
Okay, I didn't know that. Good info, yeah.
So if you had kids, you wouldn't even be calling. You would have already done it.
Well, you know, I do have a multifamily house. And, you know, some of my tenants use the Wi-Fi and so on and so forth. So, you know, there are other, you know, maybe one or two or three other people on it. So it's not just me. But as far as getting a new router, because I think mine's probably, I 6, 7, 8 years old. So maybe I should get a new one.
And it's also not very secure to have your tenants on the same network as you. I mean, it's, you know, right now you trust the tenant you have. The next tenant goes in there, is running Wireshark, and he's figuring out what you have for a bank account.
Ooh.
Right? Really?
Well, yes, because you're on the same network. Think of it as being in the airport. So people don't even realize this. They're trying to do them a favor, but you're literally on the same network with hopefully nice people. But it is
interesting.
It's not hard to do this stuff and see, oh, I see Andrew likes to is surfing over here. He's going over there. It's Wireshark will tell him everything.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, really?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man, I'm glad I called in.
We are, too. We are, too. So,
all right.
So do some updates. Get them off your network. Have them pay for their own internet. That's what they should be doing.
Yeah, yeah. And is there any way, if I do let them use the Wi-Fi, is there any way I can safeguard that more? Because I kind of do it as just like a bonus for them, you know, living in the building. But
Some access points will allow you to create a guest network, and the guest network would only give them access to the internet. It wouldn't allow them back through to anything else that's connected. You might set that up if it's a feature that's available on your router.
Right. So don't give them your SSID. You don't give them the Andrew SSID. Give them the Andrew guest SSID.
Right. Gotcha. Wow. Okay. Great info.
And that'll also have the effect of beefing up the transit through your own network because all of the devices wouldn't be talking to all of your neighbors' devices anymore. It would only see each other, and that might actually help a little bit, probably a little, but yeah.
See, no good deed goes unpunished, man.
Yeah, I've heard that before.
Yeah.
Oh, great info. Great info. Thanks, guys. I mean, I really appreciate it.
Our pleasure.
I'm a little bit worried now, but let me go and change things up a little bit.
If you knew what we knew, you wouldn't get any sleep at all.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much, guys. I really appreciate all the info.
Our pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Bye-bye.
Alrighty. I know.
All right, so he's going to go out and turn off his router. We're going to step out for a quick break. We got Glenn in Weehaw and Kurt in Prospect on the line. We'll be right back after this quick break. And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab, and we were talking with Andrew a second ago. He seemed like a nice landlord.
Yeah.
Right. And we told him about some of the risks of his tenants looking at his information. But let's say Andrew wasn't such a nice landlord, and he's given up this internet information so that he can look at their...
Maybe he's the one who's got a server running on his network, running Wireshark, collecting all your traffic.
Right. So those of you who are tenants, just because it comes free, again, you know, we don't want to be, you know, I'm more of a cynic than most. But this kind of stuff, you guys got to think a little bit more now about security these days. And you can't all be on your same networks.
Yeah, definitely.
Andrew did seem like a good guy, so he probably wasn't
doing it. I'm not worried about Andrew in particular, but just a warning to tenants in general, you know, be careful.
If you're on the same network, you're all on the same network. All right, let's go. Oh, there's a Facebook question.
Oh, yes. The question is, do you need to partition an external drive, and how big should you make it? Most external drives that you buy now are already going to be partitioned. Most of them are going to have an NTFS partition on them. Mm-hmm. If it's marked as a Mac drive, it will be AFS or APFS or whatever it's called now. Mm-hmm. But either way, there's going to be a partition there already for you.
One single partition.
And if it's a USB stick, it might be XFAT or FAT32, whichever. Mm-hmm. There should be a partition. You don't need to repartition it unless you're afraid there's data on it that you don't want. The other thing is, how big should you make it? Max it out.
Yeah.
There's no point anymore in having a bunch of small partitions.
I'm going to bring up another Facebook one on the other page here. Glenn is talking about he shares his Microsoft 365 with four friends. We split the bill every year. I think it's worth it. So, again, if you're using the same email box.
Right.
that's a problem, right? Because you can you can use one subscription for four or five devices.
Yes.
But it's the same mailbox.
Yeah, the same mailbox, but I think he might be talking about the, you installing the apps and activating them.
Yeah, and then
And you can do that with, I think it's either the family or the personal plan. You can have up to five machines.
But you're saving your data to a shared...
But all of that data, well, all that activation is all hinged on one account.
Right, which so we or one mailbox against it. I think in that case,
yeah, I would be real careful because data could transit between the people, theoretically.
So do what you want. It's free country. Let's go to for now. Let's go to Kurt in Prospect. What's happening, Kurt?
Good morning.
Morning, sir.
I think I have a simple question, but who knows? I got a Google Chromebook or an Acer Chromebook from somebody, like a kid who's done with school and they got them and they don't need it anymore. If I do a system restore, well, I did a it's called a power wash on these things.
Okay.
Could I use this as my strictly like banking and that kind of stuff where I could just keep the sensitive information on that computer? Did the power wash completely clean out everything that, you know, a kid might have installed?
As I understand it, I don't have a lot of direct experience with this, but the power wash feature does remove data, and I think it includes a data wipe, which is a rewrite of the different storage cells so that there is no latent information left behind, but it would have an SSD in it, and I don't even think it would be very easy to pick that up, even if it were there. So, yeah, I think you're pretty clear.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a good idea.
Especially if you are the one that did the power wash.
Yeah, I did it. I just went in and did like alt shift.
That would be the only consideration here. If he said, "Hey, I power washed this for you, hand it over," and then you start using it, well, of course, you don't know what's there, but.
Right.
No.
Yeah, if you did the power wash, then you can be confident, I think.
Yeah. No, I did it, and I want to use it as just my strictly sensitive things, like sensitive document, sensitive account.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good.
So that's a pretty good idea.
What kind of password are you going to use for it?
I am going to use 6 or 8 asterisks.
There you go. 6 or 8 asterisks. Nobody will guess that.
Yeah. Because, you know, that way, if somebody's looking over my shoulder, they can see exactly what it is. And,
that's pretty funny. I wonder, does asterisk work as a special character? I've never tried that.
There's asterisks in
that's funny.
A lot of passwords.
You can have one, but you need, you know, caps and numbers.
No, but I like your idea, Kurt. That's good.
Yeah.
All right. Good stuff. Use that Chromebook the way you're planning. It's a good idea.
Thanks for the info.
You got it, sir.
Yeah,
bye-bye. 6 or 8 asterisks. That's a good answer. See, it's the first time somebody actually gave me his password. Took a while, but we got finally somebody to do it. Let's go to Glenn in Weehaw, West Hartford, as we know it. What's happening, Glenn?
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
I'm about to make a switch from an Android phone to an Apple phone.
Oh, no.
And I'd like to...
We're losing you?
Sorry.
Oh.
Well, it has to do with more text messaging than I get text messages from my kids. And if I started on an iPad, then I'm getting their text on different machines and not getting things and stuff. So
yeah.
So I thought I'd make the jump.
Okay.
But my question's on pictures.
Yeah.
You know, when I get a new phone, I'm sure the resolution will be higher and the picture sizes will be bigger and stuff. Is there any kind of smart way to manage your memory usage with all these pictures that are accumulated? Like when you archive in Google, I don't think it reduces memory. It just puts them someplace else.
Hmm. We're going to have to look it up. We're not big iPhone users. We'll look it up to see if there's any kind of memory management tool that Apple offers. I know we've heard of people having issues with their offsite backups with their Apple devices, and they start charging you. But it can also happen with Google as well. Let us hold you over the break a little bit and see what we can find for you.
So with my Android phone, what I would do is I'd plug it into a USB port on a Windows computer.
So Glenn,
I'd find the drive where the photos were, and I'd just move them off.
Yeah, we're going to hold you over, okay? Can we hold you over and
okay,
talk more?
Great.
All right, we're going to talk more with Glenn. We'll be right back.
Hi, Rick Edelman here. Looking for a financial advisor who can help you with digital assets? Go to the advisor directory at thetruthayf.com. Thousands of advisors have obtained their certificate in blockchain and digital assets, demonstrating that they have the knowledge they need so they can give you the advice you need about this new asset class. If you're interested in digital assets, make sure you're talking to a financial advisor who knows what they're talking about, demonstrated by their attaining the certificate in blockchain and digital assets. Find a financial advisor at the advisor directory at thetruthayf.com. It's a free service that connects you with advisors across the country who can help you. Blockchain's revolutionary software, as impactful as the original internet. Make sure you get the advice you need from a skilled and knowledgeable advisor who holds the certificate in blockchain and digital assets. Find one at the advisor directory at thetruthayf.com.
It's a Subaru summer at Proterra Subaru Outlet in Hartford, where it just makes sense to buy your new Subaru and save hundreds, even thousands over other area Subaru dealers. With a huge selection of new Subarus, you'll find exactly what you're looking for at great prices. Save on brand new 2022 Outbacks, starting at just $28,070. And brand new 2022 Imprezas, starting at a low $19,755. Get the luxurious 8-passenger SUV Ascent for just $33,420. Proterra Subaru Outlet's pricing will save you hundreds, even thousands. So it just makes sense to buy your new Subaru from Proterra Subaru Outlet in Hartford. And with 0% financing available on select models, your savings could be even more. Make it a Subaru summer of savings and buy your new Subaru from Proterra Subaru Outlet in Hartford. Exit 33 off I-91 at the corner of Weston and Jennings and online at ProterraMotors.com.
And now, a WTIC news update.
10:30, sticky in Hartford at 77 degrees. I'm Morgan Cunningham, WTIC 1080 News. Inclement weather in the forecast is causing a number of cities and private professional firework displays in Connecticut to be on hold. Middletown falling victim to rain in the forecast.
Thank you, Morgan. We are back.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is Trumpet Man from all Chicago way. He had a boogie style. Yes, Carolyn is running the. She's on the board giving us some patriotic music for this 4th of July weekend. And I want to thank her for that. Let's go to back to your calls. And we have had Glenn on hold here who wants to try to manage his new iPhone that he got for the kids. Right there, Glenn?
Yep.
All right.
That's it.
And he had, with Android, you were able to move pictures off pretty easily. You plug the phone into the computer and copy them off. And Dennis has got some answers here for you.
Well, the good news is you would be able to move photos and pretty much anything off the iPhone to a computer. Yeah. If you've got a Windows computer, you'll install iTunes. And then you'd open iTunes, or actually it might start up when you plug in the iPhone. And then from inside that, you can move anything you want off to the computer.
Okay.
If you have a Mac, you would use a separate app for each thing. Like Photos would use the Photos app. Moving Music would use the Music app, and so on.
And pay attention to the types of files. Apple creates some weird file
types.
Yeah,
they do. If there's a way to change the default of how you're creating photos and or they're being saved, I would change it to JPEG or something like that.
Yeah, more universal. You're going to be dealing with trying to convert them.
So once you take a photo with an iPhone or an iPad, have you permanently consumed memory on that device unless you take some other action, even though you've got iCloud backing these things up?
Oh, it'll take up space on the iPhone until you move it off. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Also, Mike G found an article about moving from Android to iPhone, and we can post that too for you.
Oh, great.
So you want to look at both articles that we got.
Okay, well, thanks for the help.
Mm-hmm. Our pleasure, Glenn. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
But yeah, I do find a lot of folks who are surprised after they get their iPhone. They're like, man, everyone's having trouble opening my pictures, the movie files.
Yeah, there's a weird format. I think it's called ATIC or something like that. And it's the default that iPhones are now saving photos in.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a way to change that.
Yeah, there's got to be. So feel free to get online, guys. 860-522-9842. That's the number. I did want to bring up, so we talked a little bit about Radio Shack 2 last week because of the whole cryptocurrency craze, as it's called, and everything's plummeting, which is, as far as I'm concerned, it's great news. It can go to zero as fast as it, it can't go to zero fast enough, as far as I'm concerned. But the folks at Radio Shack, they used to be known as the Answer People, which is kind of neat. You'd go in there and get your stuff and ask questions about how to, usually with speakers and what have you. They were a great company. Purchased by some other company.
They used to have a tube tester right in the store.
Sure. Now somebody bought the name Radio Shack, and is now it's getting a little grungy and I don't know. The tweets are kind of, I don't know. They're adult in nature, and they're trying to get people to look at them. Hey, look at me. I'm Radio Shack. And they want to get you into their own crypto coin and be part of a crypto exchange. Yes. So I don't know. I'm not sure how you take a brand like that, like Radio Shack, and turn it into to what they're turning it into. But I'm not even going to put the links up there for you. You can find them yourself if you're interested. But what they've been tweeting is just pretty gross. And it's real. And people were thinking that their Twitter account literally was hacked, but it wasn't. And they were proud of what they were posting. So if it takes that to sell fake money to some fool, right? Greater fool theory. If it takes that, you got to ask yourself, how is anybody treating this stuff seriously? I don't know why they still are. They still are. But anybody can create their own coin, guys. And they can put whatever value on it they want. Hey, it's worth this. It's worth that. Does that make sense? I understand that our government prints money. I know. Yes. Backed by the full faith and credit in quotes. I know. But crypto is backed by nothing.
Just right.
A bunch of ding-a-lings out there spending their real American dollars on fake crypto money. Let's go to Antoinette in Fairfield next. What's happening, Antoinette?
Hello, how are you?
Good, how are you doing?
Okay. You, I know you guys are not Apple users, but I'm calling about...
Hey, wait a minute. I have a Mac at home.
Oh, okay. I'm going to get a laptop Apple. I've been dying for one for years.
Cool.
I have an issue with the iPhone. It's the iPhone 7 my son got me a couple of years ago. And it happened this Monday and two Mondays prior. It was like the iPhone gremlin was trying to do what it wanted to do, scrolling, typing 1,000 letters a minute. I'm trying to close it out, and it was difficult to do that. Do you think the iPhone possibly had been hacked or someone was trying to hack the iPhone?
No. We think it's old.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's kind of an old phone.
So, you know, you could have something stuck, like, when you're, I don't know, I don't think anybody's hacking it. iPhones are pretty secure devices, but I would say it's probably just showing its age, Antoinette.
Okay, yeah, because I don't think when he got it, it would have been a refurbished one, because he wanted me to have an iPhone. I had to have an iPhone, so he brought it, and I was grateful for it.
Yeah, and believe it or not, and when we say old, it was released, they were released in 2016.
Mm-hmm.
So 6 years, it's old in phone years.
It's unfortunate, but yeah.
Yeah. And you could always bring it to the Apple store and have the guys at the fruit stand take a look at it for you.
Sure.
Okay.
That's definitely worth a trip.
Definitely worth the trip. Okay.
I would.
Yeah. And that way you at least have them kind of diagnose it. I don't think they charge you for it. Do they? I don't think that when you go there, they don't charge you for it. I think you have to buy
Apple
Care.
Yeah, because it's old and there's no Apple Care on it. So that would probably be why now, after they, but this has been happening for several months now, maybe a year now, after they do their automatic update.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have my iPad, which I love my iPad since they came out.
Yeah.
I used to be able to sync, like, the phones and the text messages.
Yeah.
It hasn't been doing that. Even with someone who has an iPhone, only a couple of people I type, because I can type better on the iPad and read it later on the iPhone.
Yeah.
It doesn't do that, but for a couple of people now.
Gotcha. So you're becoming less compatible as things are aging.
Yeah.
That's kind of that's kind of Apple's business model.
Yeah, that's unfortunate too.
So okay. So, but just don't think it should be replaced, because I'm thinking maybe I just need to get a new phone. Like you said, it's old. It may not.
Well, yeah, 6 or 7 years old is definitely old for a phone. So, you could talk to the iPhone folks and see if they have any suggestions. But they're really expensive devices.
I know.
Yeah.
You can buy 2 pixels for the cost of one iPhone. So, I mean, that's why I'm an Android fan, not necessarily because the company behind it is any better than any other companies, because it's probably worse being Google, but the price is right.
Yeah, that's right. I can use the iPad, love that, but I'm still learning how to use the iPhone.
Yeah, well.
Don't ask me. I know it doesn't fit, but it is. Okay.
Right.
All right.
All right, Antoinette.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Have a good weekend. Yeah, 6 or 7 years of a phone, it starts to get to show its age. So that's probably
it's gonna lose support for different kinds of apps. The iOS won't get updated anymore.
Right.
Yeah. Not a good situation.
Time to make a change. Let's go to Jerry in Ellington next. What's happening, Jerry?
Well, I have an issue that's pretty deep in the weeds.
Okay.
I had the Fidelity app for Trader Pro.
All right.
And, it actually happened on, June 16th. It was working. On June 17th, it was not working. So it wouldn't load. Excuse me. But what happened is I called Fidelity. I was on the phone with them. They said, try to install it or uninstall it and reinstall over it. It wouldn't do that. I couldn't even get it to uninstall. I went to the Microsoft support forum, and I uninstalled it with
Revo uninstaller. You used one of my favorite utilities.
Exactly.
Sorry.
I got it uninstalled, and I try to reinstall it, and it would not reinstall. It'll get to the setup, it'll flash a few screens, and that's it.
Jerry, what operating system are you running?
I'm on an i7, but it's a fourth generation, 2014.
What operating system is it? Windows 7, Windows 10?
Yeah, 10.
Windows 10. Do you know what the flavor of 10 you're running? 20H2.
Yeah, I think it's H2. It's H2.
If you run Winver, Winver, you should find out which version of Windows you have.
Yeah.
Or which version of Windows 10.
Because I'm seeing a ton of
issues. I'm pretty sure it's that 21H2 version.
All right. Well, that would be current.
Yeah, and then that was that. And then I said, okay, I'll go back to a restore point and try that process. And I saw that on June 16th, actually, there was some module updates that they tried to establish. There was 3 entries for that did not take. So I saw behind that there was a June 12th version. So I tried it before I did that. I said, let me set up a restore point on the 17th when I try to run it. What happened was that June 12th a restore point went away. So bottom line was I went to the viewer log. I couldn't get into that. I ran check disk, the R version.
Mm-hmm.
And for 4 hours it ran.
Yeah, and with the R checked, it will, sure.
Yep. And I tried it again, and it's not been cooperating. So I'm at the bottom line where do I need to, or will, or do you think the Windows 10 refresh or reboot or reloading it would help this, or is it something physical going on?
Oh, it's software. It's
definitely software. That's not.
It's your operating system that's fighting with you. I assume you're doing all this with an administrator credential, right?
Yes. Okay. Oh, I actually even installed a new administrator ID log on.
Oh, you created a new account.
Yep.
Wow.
And that wouldn't work either.
No, the software's not loading. Now, antivirus. What are you running for antivirus, Jerry?
I went to Defender.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I turned off all the options on that and tried to reload it. And it still wouldn't reload.
All right. So you fully uninstalled it, and Fidelity just said to reinstall. They gave you no other options?
I mean, I talked to them a couple times, and they said it was beyond them what was going on.
Yeah.
I mean, if I were at the computer, I'd be looking at the event log and seeing what was in there from the time that you did ran the installer.
Mm-hmm.
And that might actually give you a clue as to what's wrong.
No.
I'm looking at a couple of different questions about this that are on Microsoft's support forums.
Right.
And there are a couple of people that had at least one idea that might help. And that is to go open up your open up Explorer and go to your C drive. And you're going to go into the users directory.
Yeah.
Then you're going to open up your own username, whatever that happens to be.
Right.
And then you open up app data.
Right.
And you open up a local.
And you open it, you change it to that dot, that quote dot percent deal.
You can put in app data. I'm just having you drive all the way down from the root of the drive.
Yeah. Okay.
So you go to app data underneath your username,
mm-hmm.
and then local.
Yep.
And then you go to apps.
Yep.
Okay. And in there, there might be a directory called 2.0.
Right.
You rename that to something else.
Right. To old.
Okay. You've already hit this.
I've been through that.
All right.
So Jerry, what other applications are on this machine? How important is it to you?
Well, a lot.
Okay, because I was worried because the option to wipe and reload is becoming a strong option to make this work. Something is corrupt. And you've obviously gone into the weeds here already because you're already doing this stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
So the question to wipe and reload comes in is like, geez, all right, so I got to wipe and reload my whole machine in the hopes that the Fidelity app will run. Now, we know logic is going to tell us it'll probably work. Something is corrupt in this in your operating system, and when you load Fidelity wipe and reload, it should work.
Question, before you go that far, have you run an SFC?
System file checker.
Before you take the step of doing the reload, which it may come to this, but I would have you open up a command prompt as an administrator.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to type in these three letters, S is in Sam, F is in Frank, C, space, then a slash, which is underneath the question mark.
Forward
slash.
And
then scan now.
Right. What is that? F.
Scan now. SCANNOW.
Oh, after the slash.
Yep.
And then hit enter and let it go. And it may actually fix something in the operating system. I'm not sure that it will work. I'm not even confident that it'll work. But it's a lot less troublesome than doing a wipe and reload. So it's worth taking 20 minutes to do it.
Do you have a Chromebook or some other computer?
I have an iPad.
Okay. Is there a Fidelity app for the iPad?
No, it won't. Actually, it won't run on iPad.
Oh, figures. I think, Jerry, you've got something corrupt. One of the DLLs that this program needs is corrupt.
Yeah.
And a dynamic link library within Windows has got something wrong. There could be security still blocking it, but it sounds like you took care of that. Mm-hmm. You don't. Yeah. Is this a BitLocker computer? Is it encrypted?
No.
Okay.
No,
okay.
So it's not encrypted.
Yeah.
I think you've done everything. Go ahead.
Yeah. I think something in that module screwed it up.
Well, who knows? Some update either on the Fidelity. However, Fidelity probably has thousands of users out there.
It could also be a .NET framework that got trampled by another application installer, and there's really no way for you to determine which one did it.
Yeah.
Right.
They sort of mentioned something about the framework.NET.
Mm-hmm. You could do a .NET framework repair.
Have you tried that?
No.
All right, so we'll give you the command for that, too. Well, I guess the biggest question, Jerry, are you making any money with this thing?
Don't ask.
And most of us aren't anymore. So do you really want to see your portfolio?
Borderline at best.
Yeah, I hear you. So we'll give you that. We'll give you the .NET repair tool, the system file checker you're going to try, and you might look at a wipe and a reload, or you're just going to take all your money out of Fidelity, put it in your mattress, and hold your breath.
Yeah. And Mike G suggested creating a virtual machine and just.
Oh, that's next level stuff, Mike.
Yeah, that's. Yeah. Well,
he seems up for it.
He was already traveling down through the guts of his Windows user profile.
Yeah.
And he also thought to create a new admin user and try to do it from there.
He did.
Yeah. So we're not talking to an amateur.
No, are you up for spinning up a virtual instance of Windows 10 so you can run your app within a virtual version?
I'll have to look that one up.
Yeah. That's next level stuff, man.
Yeah.
And it's going to be running on a corrupted Windows 10.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Well,
yeah. I don't know if it's going to get. Who knows what's going to happen with that? But it could work.
All right. Let me try these couple.
Yeah. Let us know if it works, Jerry.
What happens?
We want to know how it goes. All right.
Okay. I was hoping for a burp somewhere on a restart that it would fix itself, but that never happened yet.
The other option is to literally, I mean, I can't believe I'm going to tell you this, upgrade to Windows 11.
it's not compatible.
Oh, it's not?
They're telling me it's not compatible.
Okay.
I'm not sure why, but it's not.
Okay.
So they say.
Well, they probably haven't tested it.
They probably have not put it through the rigorous testing that would be required.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Another reason that we recommend not doing it, but that would give you a nice fresh operating system if that upgrade occurred.
Right. I mean, that would be.
I guess it couldn't get worse.
Thanks.
All right. Good luck, Jerry. Okay. Let us know how it goes. We'll give you some of those links, okay?
Okay. Thanks a lot. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, you too.
Bye.
Bye. So that call is more like the calls we get during our regular workday.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, whether it's an ERP system or an accounting system or a medical system or what have you, that's the kind of weirdness that we deal with on a regular basis.
All the time.
And then you got to decide, do you work on it granularly like he was trying to fix the DLL or run the tools to see if you can correct the corruption? Or do you take a sledgehammer to it and wipe and reload? But if he's got a bunch of software, he's got to reload all that software. Of course, you do the Fidelity one first to see.
But
still,
you get that one laid down and then everything else on top.
What a kick to the teeth if it didn't work after a wipe and a reload. But it should. Logic would tell you it would work. So we're here till 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online. 860-522 is the number. Four lines wide open before the top of the hour. I don't think we have another break coming until the top of the hour, so we're good to go if you want to give us a ring. And we do have some news you wanted to bring up that we didn't get to yet.
Oh, yeah. I've got an article here about an FBI warning.
Yeah.
Which is that people, as in crooks,
yes,
are using deepfakes to apply for remote jobs.
Oh, my goodness.
In other words, you set up let's say you're an employer, you're interviewing people. These are people that are creating deep fake videos or deep fake profiles.
Right.
To interview with you.
Like a puppet. Your puppet. You're going to put a skin over yourself that's a puppet of a fake of somebody else.
Right. And it looks like that person.
Right. And sounds maybe even like that
right.
person.
And it's actually identity fraud in most cases.
Mm-hmm.
But they're using this in order to get.
Jobs.
Well, it appears two reasons. Number one, they might just be trying to pick up on intelligence about the business.
Mm-hmm.
Just go through the process and figure out who some of the higher ups are that you talk to at the time that you're getting hired.
Gotcha.
And then the other thing is they might be looking for some kind of a signing bonus to get paid and then they don't show up. But either way, they're using some pretty developed technology in order to make this work. And it only works
for remote.
Because we're doing so many remote interviews and stuff.
Right. Unbelievable.
So
you just can't trust anything anymore, Dennis.
Really?
I want to thank all you guys for joining us on this Saturday morning. Hope you have a great 4th of July. I want to thank Mike G for posting everything over at Computer Talk with Tab and over on Facebook. And Dennis posts on Facebook on Computer Talk as well. And it's all there for you guys, so you don't have to remember what we talked about. I want to thank Carolyn for producing the show today. Great job, as always.
Yep.
And next week, I think we have Wes Bryan on.
Oh.
I think he's due. I think it's when it's due.
Oh, okay.
Now I'm questioning myself. I think he's coming on next week. We'll talk about backups.
Great.
And that's something that we've always talked about here on Computer Talk, how important they are. You've heard some of the calls today. You understand
that. Yeah, we've even told one person, do nothing but back up first.
Exactly. Dr. Lessie's up next with Healthy Rounds.
We want you to be geeks, too.
See you next Saturday.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy. Thank you.